Well, let's go to Washington now and get the latest developments in the Russia investigation. New charges were filed against former Trump aides Paul Manafort and Rick Gates last week. Then over the weekend, a new memo from Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee. And to understand that memo, you have to remember this.
Release the memo.
Review the memo.
Not only have I seen the memo, but as a member of the Intel Committee, I've been aware and have been helpful in creating this memo.
Shocking memo circulating in Congress.
Everybody wants to see the memo.
Release the memo.
By releasing the memo.
We ought to see the memo.
When are we going to get the memo?
Weeks of drumbeat in the media led up to the release of a memo from Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee on February 2nd, its chairman, Devin Nunes. It alleged that the FBI abused its power and misled the FISA court when it applied to conduct surveillance on another Trump aide, Carter Page. Well, Democrats said the so-called Nunes memo was highly misleading. The head of the FBI said that also. So Democrats fought to get their rebuttal to that memo public. And over the weekend, it became public. Congressman Adam Schiff of California is the lead Democrat on the Intel Committee.
So I'm not surprised the president doesn't like it. I'm not surprised, frankly, that the White House tried to bury this memo response as long as they could. But it's important for the public to see the facts that the FBI acted appropriately in seeking a warrant on Carter Page. They're not part of some deep state, as the president apparently would like the public to believe.
Well, let's get some analysis of the Democratic memo and what it says about the Russia investigation now. Ryan Goodman is a former special counsel at the Department of Defense, a professor at NYU Law School, and co-editor-in-chief of Just Security. Ryan, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Ryan, the Nunes memo that we mentioned that Republicans released some weeks ago had some very specific claims. Republicans said that the Department of Justice in October of 2016 obtained a FISA warrant to spy on Carter Page and supported that application with the Steele memo from former British spy Christopher Steele, but that they didn't tell the judge that the Steele memo was funded in part by partisan Democrats, by the Clinton campaign, by the Democratic National Committee. Basically, that partisan opposition research was the basis of that application, of the Mueller investigation, of the entire investigation into Russian meddling in the campaign, essentially. What does the latest Democratic rebuttal have to say about that?
So the Democratic rebuttal is actually pretty specific on that issue. And it's not just a he said in this instance, but rather there's a specific quoting from the original FISA application, so the application for the surveillance warrant. And in it, the Democratic memo says, and it quotes, a block quote from the FBI and the Department of Justice, which says, quote, the FBI speculates that, the sources that were behind the Steele dossier were, quote, likely looking for information that could be used to discredit, end quote, the Trump campaign. It says Candidate One's campaign, but everybody knows what that is. So it was actually very explicit in the original application that the FBI and the Department of Justice informed the court of the political origins of the dossier and therefore gave the judges the ability to determine themselves whether or not the dossier could be reliable for whatever purposes they were using it on the basis of knowing its origin. So that really does kind of, for lack of a better way of putting it, I don't want to exaggerate the point, but it kind of blows out of the water the idea that the FBI didn't tell the court that this was originally a politically motivated source of funding for the dossier.
Ryan, wasn't the entire basis of the Nunes memo and the outrage around it that the FBI misled the FISA court and spied on an American citizen? Now you're saying that's not true.
That's right. This really does go to the heart of what's in the Nunes memo. There are other parts of the Nunes memo that also are kind of significantly undermined, let's say, by the Democrats' memo. For example, the Democrats' memo refers to the fact that there was, quote, multiple independent sources, end quote, that corroborated the Steele dossier. So it's not even that the Steele dossier was the sole source of information by any stretch. And in fact, something that we did know in some of the conversations that came out after the Nunes memo, that there were independent Republican-appointed judges that on three separate later occasions also approved their surveillance warrant. This actually identifies which president appointed each of them. And the Democratic memo says what one would actually intuit, but it just flatly says these judges approved the surveillance warrant over time because the surveillance was, in fact, picking up valuable information, which is further corroboration that they had the right person.
So, Ryan, what blanks have been filled in for you now after these two memos in terms of Carter Page's possible relationships with Russians and the Kremlin and the government's investigation into his activities? And he's not alone. Other people like him.
So I think what this piece adds, if you look at the two memos together, is two concerning issues. One, the Democratic memo also mentions that the evidence that they then had from the FBI on Carter Page contradicted what Page testified to the Congress. So I think it raises the specter of yet another Trump associate who didn't just lie to the media about Russian contacts, but seems to have, or allegedly, according to the memo, lied or misled Congress. So that starts to raise a question about, was there something behind this? It's not just all these individuals independently deciding to lie. I think that's a very serious concern, and Special Counsel Mueller in his investigations is throwing the book at people if they lie to federal authorities. So I think that's one important building block here. The second is the Democratic memo seems to suggest that Carter Page was approached by the Russians with information that the Russians had derogatory information on Hillary Clinton. That would be very significant. We do know that George Papadopoulos, a foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign, was approached by the Russians and told that they had thousands of Clinton emails. That's in his plea agreement. We do know that Donald Trump Jr. had those emails that said that the Russian government, in its effort to help Mr. Trump, had dirt on Hillary Clinton that they were going to offer them in the Trump Tower June 9th meeting. This would be the third, and that would really add to a pattern of multiple overtures by the Russians and no indication that the Trump campaign was anything but receptive.
Ryan, there's another question here that's awfully basic, and it has me troubled and maybe some other people too. How could Devin Nunes and his cohorts on the House Intelligence Committee have made so much outrage over release the memo and the idea that the Department of Justice abused the FISA system by not telling judges that the Steele memo was essentially partisan when it's pretty clear verbatim that they did? How can they do that?
I think that the problem here is they can quite easily feed a conspiracy mill just by creating an image that there was something nefarious or wrong going on the part of the FBI and trying to in some ways damage the FBI and its reputation. Why did President Trump release the memo on a Saturday morning, right? The Democratic memo on a Saturday morning. And then President Trump tweets out that it vindicates him again, not just that the Nunes memo vindicated him, which it didn't, but the idea that the Democratic memo vindicates him. Unfortunately, I think that there's a large swath of the American public that just doesn't get all the information. So what they do get is the Nunes attempt to dress this up as some kind of conspiracy, which really isn't there. There might be other conspiracies. There might be wrongdoing on the part of the FBI. I can easily see that. But this isn't one of them.
And even Americans who do get both sides of this story, Ryan, and maybe that's part of the problem, both sides. If they would have heard about the Nunes memo saying the Department of Justice was abusive, and then the Democratic memo saying, no, it wasn't, and they knew it, isn't there a risk they sort of come away from this saying, well, one side says it was bad, the other side says it wasn't, that's politics, kind of throw up their hands?
That's exactly right. They say, oh, the truth is not accessible. And actually, the truth is accessible, you know. And it, you know, if you go into the details, for example, between the dueling memos, it's not just the memos against each other were Republicans against Democrats. Christopher Wray, the FBI director, said about the Nunes memo that he didn't want it released because of all the factual omissions made it very misleading. He has not said anything like that about the Schiff memo, the Democratic memo. So there are independent authorities or sources that can try to help us assess it, but I do think that many people walk away thinking, all these facts flying at me, this is hyper-politicized, I don't know what to believe.
Ryan Goodman is a former special counsel at the Defense Department, a professor at NYU Law School, and co-editor-in-chief of Just Security.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.